Log Talk Radio.
Cruise director for this awesome installment of the Daily Complaint. Today we are going to talk about making home affordable. We're going to talk about mortgage assistance. We're going to talk about the perils that come with mortgage assistance. We're going to talk about how to apply for mortgage assistance. We're going to talk about what you need to know when applying for mortgage assistance. Basically, we're going to talk about mortgage assistance. We're also going to talk about why you would need mortgage assistance, or possibly you have an escrow situation that threw you into a position where you now need mortgage assistance. So there are a lot of different things that could bring you to the point where you need mortgage assistance, and we're going to cover them and how to get it. So again, folks, welcome to the Daily Complaint. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of N Consulting. N Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint. We used to bring it to you every weekday. Fortunately, I had a baby, so we had to table that for a little while. We're trying to bring it to you at least once a week. I'd like at least twice a week for right now, but I promise you in 2017, we're going to ramp up again. There's going to be new programs. We'll talk about those when they come out, because Making Home Affordable is going to be ending at the end of the year. So lots to cover, folks. But before we do, let's do a little bit of housekeeping, and let me give you a warm welcome. So welcome to those of you who are joining us the first time for the Daily Complaint. We pride ourselves on bringing to you the Daily Complaint. Why do we do that? Because as consumers, unfortunately, you're not given the tools and the resources outright that you need when dealing with debt issues. Okay, so in order to unwind all of the crazy going on in the debt environment these days, we bring to you the Daily Complaint. So for those of you who are joining us the first time, a warm welcome to you, and a huge applause goes out to you, because you're now taking the first step to do what? Know your rights and assert your rights. That's our heartbeat. It's our motto. It's how we feel every single second of every minute of every hour of every day of every week. You've got to know your rights, folks, in order to assert them. Right? Otherwise, you wouldn't know if you had rights or not. That's why we do what we do. So for those of you who are joining us for the second, third, fourth, fifth, eighth time, I commend you, because not only have you taken the first step in knowing your rights and assert your rights, you're already on a path to success, because you are now taking a vested and active interest in your consumer rights as it applies to debt. Or in all honesty, this is going to help you in every aspect of your life as a consumer. Because reality is, as a consumer, you have so many rights that are afforded you, but unfortunately, nobody tells you that you have consumer rights, okay? And it's only until you have a problem that you realize that you have them, or maybe you don't realize that you have them, which again is why we do what we do here at the Daily Complaint. So, on to the housekeeping. As I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of N Consulting. I am available to you all, as we are here at N Consulting. All you have to do is visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Every single show has my personal signature. It's got our office number. It's got my email address. It's got our fax number. Within the Daily Complaint, which is our thedailycomplaint.com is where our show page is housed for the Daily Complaint. Within our show page or our radio page or thedailycomplaint.com, There's links to Twitter, there's links to our Facebook page, and there's also a link to our website. On the top right, you'll see Facebook, Twitter, website. Folks, There's a contact form on your web on our website if you choose to utilize that as well, if you want to be more anonymous and keep some anonymity, okay? So again, there's no reason for you not to reach out to us or anyone for that matter. We often provide you with consumerfinance.gov. That's the CFPB's website. They deal with all things debt-related with regard to any grievances you want to post up with regard to that. So again, folks, you have consumer rights. That's probably the biggest thing that we try to convey on the Daily Complaint. You have rights. It's about knowing those rights so that you can appropriately and effectively assert those rights. You have to be knowledgeable, okay? I can't tell you how many folks we deal with, how many clients, how many prospects, how many people in general that don't know their rights and they don't have information with regard to what they're seeking or what they're trying to do, okay? So, folks, again, thedailycomplaint.com. Contact us if you have any questions. If there's anything we're addressing and you want more information on and we're not doing a good job of conveying that, please let us know. Likewise, if there's something that we're not conveying to you and you're saying, gosh, I wish they covered X, Y, or Z, let us know, okay? For example, let me give you a quick example. Somebody contacted us at the beginning of this week. I think it was Sunday night. We didn't get it, obviously, in the office till Monday, till we came back. They were asking us with regard to ASC, America's Servicing Company, which is the servicing arm of Wells Fargo, and they were addressing a Freddie Mac issue they had with regard to grossing up Social Security income and that it wasn't allowed to be done. Well, it was allowed to be done, you know, so it was just a matter of Googling or Yahooing or Binging. Never said Binging before, but that's fun. Just a matter of Googling or searching for the words Freddie Mac gross up or grossing up or Social Security income or Social Security modification income. So again, it's a matter of the internet is a beautiful, wonderful place if you're, you know, doing it with in a respectful, honorable way. You know, it can be a dirty, nasty place if you choose to go there, but we don't go there. So if you're seeking information with regard to your consumer rights or with regard to what programs are out there, all of it is out there for you. It's just a matter of getting educated, knowing your rights in order to assert your rights. But let me not sit on my pulpit or stand on my pulpit or whatever on my pulpit and preach to you because I'd rather provide you with the information that we're going to discuss today. Again, okay, folks? You have to know your rights to assert your rights, and we're going to tell you not necessarily your rights today, although we do that every other day, so feel free to visit us at thedailycomplaint.com and check out any of our previous 300-plus shows that we've already done to address those. Today, we're going to talk about requesting a modification, applying for a modification. We're going to talk about things that would warrant a modification. What are the qualifications? By the way, all of this information can be found on makinghomeaffordable.gov. We've already posted a link to our Facebook and Twitter pages, okay? There's already a link on our website, okay? So reality is, all you have to do is visit us at thedailycomplaint.com and you can access all of this information with one click, okay? So today we're actually going to talk about the Making Home Affordable program. We're going to talk about what programs are within the Making Home Affordable program. We're going to address the fact that it ends December 30th, 2016, or your application deadline needs to be in December 30th, 2016, in order to be considered, okay? But you don't want to wait till then, because when problems arise, you want some time on the back end to deal with them, okay? So now is the time, folks. If you find yourself in a situation where you're facing foreclosure, you can't make your mortgage payments, you've got a medical or financial hardship that you're going to imminently default on your payment, this is what we're talking about today, folks. Foreclosure, definitely figure out whether or not you're in a position for home retention, or if you've got a situation, we have a client out of the situation where their escrow doubled, okay? Don't even get me started on that. And what that did is it forced them into foreclosure. Was it appropriate? No. Okay, there were some wrongful actions taken by NationStar, who was their servicer, that prompted the foreclosure. But it wasn't because they were behind on their payment so much. It was because there was an escrow situation where their payments were falsely applied to escrow, which put them into default, so on and so forth. So again, folks, there are 8 million different reasons why you might be in a situation where you're facing foreclosure. But reality is that when you're already in that situation, we've got to figure out how to get you out of that. If your goal is home retention or keeping your home, there are programs for that. If your goal is liquidating your debt, there are programs for that. Short sale, deed in lieu, there's cash for keys programs. Okay, but again, let's focus primarily today on making home affordable. We're going to go to makinghomeaffordable.gov, and we are going to play a short little video for you. So here we go. We're at makinghomeaffordable.gov. Explore making home affordable programs, all programs. It's a minute. Here we go.
The website is a great place to learn and read about the available programs, but you don't have to go it alone. We encourage you to work with a housing counselor for free at any point during this process, as they can provide valuable guidance. MHA programs offer a variety of solutions that could help you reduce your monthly mortgage payments, take advantage of today's low mortgage interest rates, get mortgage relief while searching for employment, get help when you owe more than your home is worth, and if your current home is no longer your best option right now, transition to a more affordable housing solution. Under MHA, mortgage companies have provided more than 2.2 million solutions to homeowners, and more than 1.5 million families have been helped by MHA programs. We are here to help. Call 888-995-HOPE for 24/7 assistance in 170 languages. With these four steps, you'll be informed, prepared, and ready to apply for help through MHA.
Okay, so, like I said, short and sweet. Short little video. We're on makinghomeaffordable.gov. They're basically going through the programs that are available to you, okay? Talking about a program like HAMP, the Home Affordable Modification Program. HAMP is designed to lower your monthly mortgage payments, making them more affordable and sustainable for long term, or for the long term, excuse me. They also have programs like HARP, the Home Affordable Refinance Program. If you're current on your mortgage but have had difficulty refinancing, HARP could provide a solution. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, if your mortgage is owned by Fannie or Freddie, you could save with HARP. Okay, they have HAFA, H-A-F-A, Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternatives. HAFA provides homeowners the opportunity to exit their homes and be relieved of their remaining mortgage debt through a short sale or a deed in lieu of foreclosure. It also provides homeowners with $10,000 in relocation assistance. Okay. Also, we've got the Home Affordable Unemployment Program, folks. It's also called UP. The UP program reduces or suspends your monthly mortgage payment, giving you some much-needed breathing room. There's also an FHA short refinance, Federal Housing Administration short refinance for borrowers with negative equity. If you're up to date on your mortgage payments but owe more than your home is worth, an FHA short refinance could get you into a more affordable, more stable FHA-insured mortgage. And they have the hardest hit fund programs in 18 states in the District of Columbia. But let me caution you really quick. Many states have already closed the hardest hit fund programs, so just know that as well, even though they might tout them. Okay, so again, folks, every situation that you find yourself in, for the most part, is covered under an MHA program or a Making Home Affordable program. Okay, so go to makinghomeaffordable.gov and hit Explore Programs. Okay, that's where we're at. Okay, today we're going to focus primarily on the Home Affordable Modification Program. And the reason why we're going to do that is because this is the program that is, I think, daunting for many folks, because it's very difficult for many people to understand how to apply for mortgage assistance, how to fill out the forms, what your qualifications are, and what to do when you get denied. Okay, so we've got to talk about all of that in the span of 15 minutes, because that's how many minutes we have left. But I promise you we can do it. I know we can do it, okay? So, we've already talked about what causes you to face foreclosure. Job loss, medical hardship, financial hardship, loss of a spouse. Maybe it's that your parents passed away and you've been left with a house that you can't afford, okay? All things under the umbrella are covered in many of these programs, okay? Again, if you don't want to retain your home, they've got programs for that. If you're current on your mortgage, but you're in imminent default, they've got programs for that too. If you want to refinance, but you have ugly credit, that's when HARP kicks in, okay? So again, there are all kinds of programs out there, folks. It's just a matter of understanding what your options are and moving forward with those options. So let's talk about the Home Affordable Modification Program, or HAMP. From this point forward, we're going to talk about Making Home Affordable as MHA, and we're going to talk about the Home Affordable Modification Program as HAMP, so MHA HAMP, okay? So as we already discussed, HAMP is designed to lower your monthly mortgage payments, making them more affordable and sustainable for the long term. Is it worth it to some of you? Maybe, maybe not. You know, it just you just have to figure out what you want. You know, you can't really put a price on a family home. We've got people that had been in their home for 20, 30 years that now find themselves in a position of foreclosure or where they can't afford their payments. So it's not necessarily to say that you bought something that you couldn't afford. It might be that you did a refinance when, you know, you were making a lot of money and then you got laid off, you know. So again, maybe it's that you had a predatory adjustable rate mortgage that, granted, it's probably not adjusted up at this point if it's done on the LIBOR or whatever, or the averages, because reality is that interest rates are so low. But maybe it's something that will go up to 10% down the road. So again, it's you've got to identify your situation and then figure out what program is best suited for you. All of that can be handled on the MHA website, okay? So like I said, we're going to talk about HAMP. When you have problems paying your mortgage, okay, and you're most likely not current or going to be not current, okay? So as we discussed, the application deadline is December 30th, 2016, but you don't want to wait that long. And the reason why, we have so many clients here at N Consulting that have already tried to get a modification through the MHA program or through proprietary or in-house programs from their mortgage servicers. And guess what? They were denied. Was it an appropriate or a valid denial? In many cases, it wasn't. Or was it something that maybe you had filled out incorrectly on your paperwork to take you out of contention for a modification? Okay, so those are all things as a consumer, as a borrower, as a mortgagor, those are all things that you need to understand how that goes into the mix, okay? So let's talk about the features and benefits of HAMP. HAMP achieves a more affordable payment by adjusting your interest rate, extending your term, and reducing or forbearing your principal. HAMP homeowners typically save about $500 per month. Through HAMP, you can get help with your primary residence or rental property, okay? Before, you couldn't get help with a rental property. Now you can, or at least that's my understanding that you couldn't. Now you can. Okay. And there's a HAMP Tier 1 and a HAMP Tier 2, and there's all kinds of different programs out there. We're not going to get stuck in that. We're just going to talk about what's available to you right now. If you owe significantly more than your home is worth, over 115% loan to value, you're automatically evaluated for a principal reduction. You've got to have the type of loan that allows that, but you're evaluated nonetheless. Just for making timely payments, you could earn up to $10,000, which would be used to reduce your principal balance. So there are a lot of incentives in there. And just know that the government subsidizes this for your mortgage services or your lenders. So there are a lot of benefits for them as well, okay? What is your eligibility? Listen up, folks. This is going to tell you whether or not you qualify. You may be eligible for HAMP if you meet the following basic criteria. 1, you are struggling to make your mortgage payments due to financial hardship. 2, you are delinquent or in danger of falling behind in your mortgage. 3, you obtained your mortgage on or before January 1st, 2009. 4, your property has not been condemned. And 5, you owe up to $729,750 on your primary residence or 1-4 unit rental property. Loan limits are higher for 2-4 unit properties. Okay? So far, folks, we've identified you're struggling to make your mortgage payments. You've already fallen or you're in danger of falling behind on your mortgage. You've attained your mortgage before January 1st, 2009. Your property's not been condemned, and you owe less than $729,751 on your primary residence. Okay? Here's your availability. Mortgage companies nationwide, including Bank of America, City Mortgage, Chase, Wells Fargo, participate in Making Home Affordable programs. It has a link to see if your mortgage company is participating. If not, or if you're not eligible for MHA, ask your mortgage company about other options available to you. Okay? Quick side note, folks. I don't remember what it's called, but I know that they've already put together a program that's in place to take over when Making Home Affordable dies, basically, or expires. I forget again what it's called, but once Making Home Affordable or MHA HAMP is no longer available, we'll start addressing the new program. Okay, right now let's stay with the MHA HAMP program. In the future, we'll address the new one. Okay, so we now know who's eligible, who's not. So let's say you're eligible. Okay, what's the next step? Okay, and by the way, this goes over, it's got videos that explain to you. It goes step by step what you need to do. So again, makinghomeaffordable.gov is your Bible for initially submitting your request for mortgage assistance. We're going to talk about some elements of that in a second, but first let's talk about what you need. Step 3, prepare what you'll need. When applying for mortgage assistance, you will need to provide your mortgage company with information about your mortgage and finances. The exact information required will depend on your specific situation and mortgage company. However, you should be prepared to provide information about your income. That includes any government income, food stamps, Social Security, disability, any of that. Also, your expenses, your assets, your debt, and your hardship. Okay? They give a comprehensive list here, folks, on what you'll need to provide. Here it is. Your monthly mortgage statement. Information about any other mortgages on your home or other property. For salaried employees or hourly wage earners, you need 2 recent pay stubs, not more than 90 days old, that reflect year-to-date income. For self-employed homeowners, you're going to need your most recent signed and dated quarterly or year-to-date profit and loss statement. You need documentation of additional income received from other sources, tips, commissions, bonuses, housing allowances, overtime, contribution. If you're married but the house is only in your name, you're going to need the contribution from your spouse if you live in the house together or even if you don't. Doesn't matter. Contribution income can come from any source. Doesn't have to be a relative or a spouse. Okay? Documentation of any benefits received. We discussed this. Social Security, disability, death benefits, pension, public assistance, adoption. By the way, it also includes unemployment. If you're getting unemployment, you can do that. Documentation of any other income you want considered, alimony, child support, separation maintenance payments, so on and so forth. So basically, any money coming in needs to be identified. 2 most recent bank statements, a utility bill showing your name and property address. It's basically proof of occupancy. Unemployment benefits letter, if applicable. So if you're getting unemployment, also if you're getting Social Security or any disability or pension, you're going to need the award letters for that as well. Excuse me. Information about your savings and other assets. Your 2 most recent federal tax returns with all schedules, including Schedule E. Schedule E is for rental property. It may also be helpful to prepare a letter describing the circumstances causing your hardship. Okay? They have a checklist that you can download as a PDF or as a document to assist you, okay? So now we kind of know what's going on. We're going to click on the apply for help today, okay? The sooner you apply, the sooner you get help, or the sooner you get denied and can overcome the denial, in our opinion. Complete your application for Making Home Affordable MHA programs by downloading, completing, and submitting the following forms. By the way, the MHA application, the request for mortgage assistance, is not just for a modification. Okay, it covers everything. Request for mortgage assistance under Making Home Affordable. Not HAMP, not HARP, not HAFA, not deed in lieu, not cash for keys. You can fill this baby out and send it in, whether you want a forbearance, whether you want whatever you want. Okay, so it gives you information. It's gonna, or it gives you an explanation as to if you're experiencing financial hardship. You must complete and submit this form along with the required documentation to be considered for foreclosure prevention options. Got it? Got it. Okay, under the MHA program, you must provide information about yourself and your intentions to either keep or transition out of your property. Okay, there's a space in there for that as well. Okay, so first page is basic. Borrower information, borrower, co-borrower. If there's no co-borrower, just put does not apply or N/A, not applicable. It's going to ask about any HAMP considerations you've had in the past, and it's going to provide, there's a section that's going to ask for a hardship affidavit stating I'm having difficulty making my mortgage payments because of financial difficulties created by, and there's five check boxes. There's also an other. And there's a place for you to explain if you need, okay? Section 3, or page 2, is going to ask about your financials, okay? It's going to ask, I'm requesting mortgage assistance. I want to keep the property or sell the property. Again, that's up to you. That's what you want to do. It's going to ask for property information, escrow information, if you're in the process of selling it, who your realtor is, so on and so forth, if you have an offer, when the offer came in. But the section I want to most focus on real quick before we've got to run is your combined income and expenses, okay? Let's talk about this for a second, okay? Unfortunately, they do the calculations based on your gross income, meaning prior to taxes with regard to what you can pay. They try to get you to 31%. That's their goal or less of your monthly gross income. Let's just say you earn $1,000 a month gross. That would be $310, okay? 31% of your gross monthly income. By the way, if your gross monthly income is $1,000, chances are you don't own a house, or if you do, you probably want to consider liquidation options if that's your entire amount, because chances are you're not going to make enough. But again, who am I to tell you what you can afford? What I do want to tell you is do not put yourself upside down unless you're in the unemployment category, in which case you're probably going to be upside down, but there's a program for that, as we talked about, called UP. If you have a job and you can't afford your mortgage, the worst thing that you can do is make your expenses higher than your income. Okay, folks, you still have to qualify. They still want to know that you can pay the mortgage even if they reduce it to 31% of your current gross income. Okay. So not only do they take the front-end gross income ratio, meaning your payment against your gross income. Again, their goal per the MHA program is 31%, okay? But they also take your back-end and they use your net income on the back-end, meaning if you make $1,000 a month and the taxes, you probably wouldn't even get taxes taken out of then, but we're just going to assume that you get 20% of your taxes, which means you're bringing home $800 a month, you certainly don't want to put your expenses at $1,000. You don't even want to put it at $900. You don't want to put it at $800. Your expenses should be commensurate with your actual expenses, and that's going to tell you also whether or not you want to keep the house or liquidate the house, okay? A lot of people bump up their expenses, folks, and you put yourself upside down, and guess what? You don't qualify for mortgage assistance, okay? Let's be realistic, okay? If you receive income, but it's not enough to cover your expenses with your current mortgage, unless your mortgage is astronomical, chances are you want to look at other alternatives. But you want to be realistic, okay? You want to make sure that, you know, maybe it's a situation where you discuss with your credit card company, if you're spending $400 a month on your credit cards and you can't pay your mortgage, then maybe you want to discuss with your credit cards, you stop them, close them, and work out a $50 a month payment plan. Okay, and then that's what you put on there, giving yourself a $350 relief, okay? So One thing to know is you have to fill out every space. If it doesn't apply, you can put NA, but make sure you fill out every space. And then, again, you want to be honest, careful about what information you put on there, okay? So, mortgage assistance is, I like to call a chess match, okay? Their move, your move. Their move, your move. You need to understand what your consumer rights are so that if they're dragging out the process to perpetuate foreclosure, you know what your consumer rights are. If you don't know your consumer rights, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is a wonderful place to start, otherwise known as the CFPB, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Their website is consumerfinance.gov. Okay? If you type in there mortgage assistance or consumer rights or trouble making my mortgage payments or, you know, if you're not getting monthly mortgage statements, that's under their wheelhouse under RESPA. Again, the internet is a wonderful place if you're having difficulties in which for you to ask the internet a question. Ask Yahoo or Bing or Google a question. You know, for example, as we talked about at the top of the show, someone was having questions about grossing up Social Security income with a Freddie Mac loan. Boom, there's your question. Is it okay to gross up Social Security income with a Freddie Mac loan during a loan modification? Boom, boom, boom. You see the big words are going to be grossed up, Social Security, Freddie Mac, loan modification. You Google that, you get the information, okay? So, folks, I can't tell you how important it is for you to understand the application process. Understand what you're providing. Don't provide them too much because you don't want to give them too much information. You just want to give them the information that's needed. Okay? You want to make sure that you keep track of everything that's submitted, when it's submitted, how it's submitted, who you spoke to, their agent ID number that you spoke to, and what they said. Okay? Because that timeline is going to come into play if you have any issues. If you are denied for mortgage assistance, there is a Making Home Affordable MHA Escalations Team. Google it, Bing it, Yahoo it, whatever you want. MHA Escalations, okay? There are different phone numbers and different resources for all different kinds of loans, okay? But they're there to assist you if you are denied and you feel that your denial is false, okay? If you can't find it, contact me. Again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of N Consulting. I am also your hostess, always, for the Daily Complaint. We are more than happy to send over the information that you need, okay? There is free help out there. There's hope. There's the Hope Hotline. Again, you've got to know what your rights are, even when you call the free help, because let's face it, you get what you pay for, okay? Free help is free. Don't expect a miracle. Expect someone to give you the same information that you're getting from Making Home Affordable's website, the MHA, makinghomeaffordable.gov website, okay? So, folks, you've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. You've got to understand how to fill out the application for mortgage assistance. You've got to understand what your options are to avoid foreclosure. You've got to understand what your options are with regard to something that you feel is fraudulent or something that you feel is wrongful, okay? There are resources out there to assist you. For example, we've already given you the CFPB's website, consumerfinance.gov. You can file a consumer complaint with the CFPB, okay? It's just a matter of understanding your consumer rights. The CFPB at consumerfinance.gov has a wealth of information. They also have a phone number. You can call them and ask them about your situation and where you go from here. So, folks, knowledge is power. You have to know your rights in order to assert them. Once you know them, once you understand exactly what you're doing, you're going to be so much more successful at achieving your desired solutions and resolutions, at home retention, at home liquidation, whatever, at home refinance, whatever your options are. Okay, folks? So, again, it's important you understand your consumer rights. Consumerfinance.gov, home of the CFPB, is an excellent place to start. So is FTC.gov, the Federal Trade Commission. Okay. Also, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. They will provide you with a step-by-step instruction and videos on how to complete things. They have videos on everything, okay? So there's help out there that's available to you. It's just a matter of taking that first step. If you are scared or don't know, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact me, visit our Twitter page, visit our Facebook page, visit our website. Our website has a wealth of information on all the different programs out there, okay, folks? So know your rights and assert your rights. Folks, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. I promise we're going to keep doing shows, hopefully more and more as we keep going and into 2017. But folks, I promise you, there are options and solutions out there for you. It's just a matter of being the captain of your own ship. But in order to captain your own ship, you got to have the skill to do it, which means you've got to know your rights and assert them, okay? So folks, know your rights, assert your rights. Thank you for listening to The Daily Complaint. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Get the information you need. Visit the CFPB. Visit MHA. Last but not least, keep visiting us. So thank you for joining us today. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Again, our website is thedailycomplaint.com. Have a wonderful day. This is The Daily Complaint.